Hello everyone, it's John Arnold here again. It's day 9 of Napod Pomo and day 9 of the Creativity X project. Thank you everybody for joining in so far. Your assignment for today is Through the Eyes of a Child. What I would like you to do, it's related to what you did yesterday, where I asked you to look up and look down and get away from viewing things level with the ground. Well, what I'd like you to do today is take a picture through the eyes of a child, as though you were at a child's height, and not only low down to the ground like that, but also try and think like a child. What might catch your attention as a child? What is it that your children are interested in? Or what is it that you imagine children are interested in? Just try and look around the world. You know, you may need to get down on your hands and knees. You may need to crawl around a little bit, maybe, you know, go into nooks and crannies and find things that look interesting, and just pick out the things that that would interest a child, and then see if you can turn that into an interesting photograph. No restrictions particularly on this one. You can do whatever crop size you like, you can do whatever composition you like, but I want you to think about subjects, and I want you to think about the angle you're shooting at, as though you were shooting from the point of view of a child. So that's your assignment for today. As always, I'd like to say a big shout out to the people that posted in the last 24 hours. And at this point, it is now nearly 7 o'clock. And I've seen pictures from Georgina Allen, Jim Lovell, Janelle Yates and Will Kay. And I've also seen pictures for previous assignments from Jen Thorpe, who posted a Diagonal Lines one, Luke Moreau and Neil Hopkins, who both posted a sidelight image. Thank you, everybody. I think I'm up to date with the comments. It is going to get trickier and trickier from here on out. In fact, I may or may not get round to commenting tomorrow because I'm off doing a training day during the day and then I'm teaching a class in the evening. So goodness only knows when I'm going to actually get round to posting the posting the assignment. So keep your eyes on the horizon. I will post something, I hope, at some point tomorrow. But I may not get round to critiquing tomorrow, so apologies if I don't. Thank you again to everybody who's taking part. As always, post your pictures to Google Plus, and include the hashtag #CreativityX. So that we can all see them. And I hope, while I'm away and not able to comment, that you will try and comment on each other's pictures. And a bit like I've been doing, don't just, you know, you're not looking for things to criticise, you're not looking for things to say, I like. Sometimes it's just helpful to just pick apart the composition and say, here, I see a rule of thirds composition, I see you know, vanishing points, I see leading lines, I see this, I see that. Just, you know, pick it apart and say what you see, and then think about what it is that you like, what it is you think is effective, and maybe think about things that could be done differently. Critique is a very, very important part of improving your photography, and not just receiving critique. In fact, especially not just receiving critique, the most important and valuable thing you can do is to give critique, because that will help you think about what it is that you like in your photography. It'll make you think about the things that attracted your eye and the things that you thought were good or bad, and that will feed back into your own photography. So do give critique. That's going to be an ongoing part of what we do this month, and I'd really like to see what you guys say to each other. Thanks very much for taking part. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.